Ethan left his job because they were dicks. Now he's starting a podcast just to vent about it. Late nights, empty bottles, the struggles of adulthood. Just a grown man going through shit.
Sorry, no tortilla.
I only saw like the end of the countdown.
Does this matter?
No.
Okay.
All right, we're starting.
It's your podcast, buddy.
Yeah. So, hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of A Grown Man Going Through Shit. My name is Steven. We have Winston.
Hey, everybody.
And we're in person again, and I think I got this kind of figured out.
It took a bit, but we're getting there.
Yeah, we just need headphones this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if anybody wants to donate a pair of headphones, dude, already asking.
Already.
A minute in.
That's what we need.
Not even a minute. But it's our 10th episode.
10th episode extravaganza.
The extravaganza.
That's this is a big one.
That special performance by the house band.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, so that was from our resident ska band, the Sticky Footprints. Yeah, they decided to go to contribute that awesome ska song, A Grown Man Going Through Shit.
Sticky Footprints.
That is a catchy song. Yeah, I really do like that one.
We appreciate them doing that for us.
Yeah, and then a little later on in the show, we're going to debut what's probably going to be our regular theme song.
Yeah.
I think we found a banger. We had many auditions.
It's a real bop.
Many auditions for this 10th episode extravaganza. We went to the depths of the AI-verse, and we created all kinds of bands out of nowhere. We generated many personalities and then disposed of them immediately because they weren't good enough. So they only exist in for a couple of minutes. But they were not good enough, so they didn't exist any longer. But thank you to the Sticky Footprints for actually showing some effort.
Making the cut.
They made the cut, and they get to exist whenever we decide to play them.
Good for them.
Yeah. And hopefully soon you'll be able to find them on Spotify. We are going to have our own album. It's going to be a grown man going through shit compilation. The early years, the first 10 episodes or so. Because remember, we got a couple of lost ones in there.
Just a few.
Yeah, just a few lost eps.
It's legends.
Yeah, but we're going to go ahead and it's going to be the record's going to be kind of like a celebration of the ups and downs that we've gone through here on the show, celebrating all the highlights. I can't even think back to all the highlights. Our beef with George Santos, that was a thing of legends.
Incredible. I can't believe it lasted like almost 2.5 episodes.
Yeah, they're still, I hear they're still talking about that in Hollywood circles.
Mm-hmm. All our AI guests.
All of our AI guests. Their creation and immediate, you know, dismissal from the universe. But they're probably happier that way than having to exist to introduce a very, very low-level podcast.
We shan't forget our burgeoning rival podcast that's
yes.
Definitely happening.
Definitely happening. Yeah, so that was another highlight.
Big highlight.
We ask for a rival and we got one. And then
War.
Well, we'll have a ceasefire right now. I'm in a pretty good mood recently.
That's fair. So,
well, not really good mood, but I'm kind of just over that bullshit. So
good job, buddy.
Yeah, it took a minute. But I got other shit I'm dealing with. But I digress. We got the Patty. I can never say it right. The Abbey. Paddington Abbey. No.
I thought you were going to talk about hamburgers.
Hamburgers.
You were like, I got the patty. I was like, ah, oh, sweet. We're going to have hamburgers.
Oh, dude, that would be good. No, Abaddon.
Podtown Abbey.
Podtown Abbey.
There it is.
Ugh, I got Podtown Abbey back up and going. We had a power failure in here.
A very specific power failure in the building that our studio exists in.
Yeah.
For this room and the neighboring bathroom.
And the pantry across the house for some reason.
Yes, and that one was the weirdest one.
That is very odd. The wiring in this house is weird, but the plug went out and it shorted out the entire room and the neighboring bathroom. So it took a few days to get it fixed up, but I turned off all the power in the house because fucking electricity scares the shit out of me. And
it's shocking.
Oh, boy. But
I'm bringing it for the 10th episode, y'all.
Apparently, dude.
I'm bringing it for the 10th episode.
He's shot out of a cannon, folks.
He said electricity, and I was there.
Ah, boy. But it scares the shit out of me. So, yeah, I turned off all the power, and I changed the plug, and I felt very, very handy that day.
You did. You did a good job.
Something else fucked up. Our dryer fucked up, too.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so I had to go to Washeteria to dry clothes. That's fun. I like the Washeteria.
The local laundromat.
Oh, yeah, laundromat. There's fun. I like being there and watching the clothes go around in circles.
Did you figure out your dryer since then?
No, we just bought a new one.
Oh, well, that's figuring it out.
Easy peasy, Georgian wheezy.
Moving on up.
Went to just nothing but mechanical one. It has like a buzzer and that's it. It didn't even like do a chime. The last one did a chime.
Yeah, it did a cute little like video game chime.
And I know some of them have AI and all kinds of bullshit on them.
Ooh.
Yeah. Maria's dryer has AI. It'll like send her a message, or is it her washer? It might be both, but it sends her a message like, hey, bro, your clothes are dirty, dude. And I'm going to run it another cycle or something like that.
That's...
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, like, it was funny because whenever they first got it, it kept running extra cycles. And they're like, dude, it probably just thinks y'all are all dirty.
Yeah. You guys gross.
Yeah, right.
I mean, we live in the South. We get sweaty.
Yeah. No, I think it was just like, it was learning. I'll give her that.
Sure.
Because she's going to listen and she'll be like, I'm not dirty.
You're not.
You're not.
You're not, Maria. Not.
Nah. Nah.
But your washer thinks you are.
Yeah. So, I mean, at some point, she will be able to come. Now that I got it, like, kind of figured out, and I can have maybe people here.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe she'll come on, and we can have a little chat. Y'all can meet Maria. And that'll be fun.
Keep saying it'll be fun.
Yeah, yeah.
It sounds fun.
The more I say it, the more it'll be.
Yeah. The funner it gets.
Yeah, so we ended up, so it looks cool in here. You know, I got the blankets all straight. They're all hanging right side up.
It does look much better.
Yeah. And we got our little setup here. So, yeah, Podtown Abbey, if I can just remember how to say it.
You got it that time.
I got it that time.
Hey.
But it's going to eventually have another name.
I mean, I assume. We change the names of things all the time.
Yep.
You change the name of your lights.
Oh, that's true. Bet I can change the name of my kid anytime.
Yeah, but you gave his name, which we will not speak, such a good one.
That's true. Yeah. He does have several nicknames.
This is true.
Yeah. Did you ever have a nickname?
Several. My name is Winston. Yeah. We're going to edit that one out for sure.
Oop, cut that.
Cut that. I have a very common and very easily nicknameable name.
Yeah.
So it was very easy. Not Winston. I don't know.
Win-win?
Win-win?
Yeah.
Winner?
Or Dickhead?
Yeah, that was my nickname, yeah. Dickhead.
I always wanted a nickname. You know, it never stuck. People just shorten mine. Steve. Whatever. That's fine. I like Steve. I don't mind. And people like think I used to get more, I guess... I'm really upset, but if somebody asks me, you know, what do you prefer to be called? I'm going to say Steven, But and then, oh, I'm sorry, I called you Steve a few times. And I was like, don't be sorry. That's fine. You asked me what I preferred. I'm not saying you have to only call me that. I usually just tell people, just, as long as you're not like being an asshole, you can call me whatever. Yeah, but then people are like, all right, sexy. And I'm like, oh, come on. Why does everybody go to that?
It's very easy.
Yeah. My favorite like term of endearment I was ever called was puddin'.
Puddin'?
Yeah. She's like, oh, it's so great. She's like, thanks, puddin'. I was like, oh, that's the best. But I wish I could pull that off, but I can't. Imagine like a 40-year-old dude coming, oh, thanks, puddin'. I'm like, what the fuck? No, right?
No, that's got creepy vibes.
Yeah, it's as bad as you saying cute.
Nah, come on. It's cute.
Yeah, it's cute.
Nah, come on.
So I hung out with Maria this week a few times, and she talks about the podcast. Apparently, like, we early, I don't remember, we mentioned Peru. No, was it Peru?
No, we mentioned
Costa Rica?
Puerto Rico?
Puerto Rico.
I feel like it was Puerto Rico.
But you said, like, another place was a commonwealth.
Isn't it Puerto Rico?
Was it Costa Rica? Because no. We were talking about people... You had beef against certain cultures, and I think it was Costa Rican.
I'll say this. If I said something stupid, I'm sorry. I don't claim to be able to remember the names of places easily, but I know that America has commonwealths.
Yeah, it was Puerto Rico. You were thinking of Puerto Rico, but then he said, I think Costa Rica. I mean, it's an island with two names. Is Costa Rica an island?
I think so.
It's at least a coast, right? Because Costa. I mean,
Costa.
Costa Rica.
Costa Rico.
It's a rica costa.
The coast of Rick.
What?
Exactly. That's what it means, Stephen.
The coast.
You never thought of that. It's the coast of Rick.
Rick's coast.
Rick's coast.
Like some dude named Rick discovered. Fuck it. It's Rick's coast. Costa Rica. Make it sound better, but nah, it's Rick's. God, that's funny. How'd we go? Why? My name is some dude named Rick. No, but I don't think it means Rick's coast. I think it's. Like,
I doubt it. No, I was just making it funny.
The rich coast of.
Coast of South riches?
America?
The Atlantic Sea?
Dude, I don't. If any Costa Ricans are listening, please let us know where y'all are at geographically.
Yes. Where are you?
And, if y'all are, I mean, we know you're not a commonwealth of the U.S., and that's maybe better if you're independent, but I don't know what's going on in your country, so if it's bad things, I'm sorry, but if it's good things, hey, dude, that's awesome, and it's probably going better than here.
Maybe.
Maybe not.
Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. It's not a contest.
You know what? Shout out to Costa Ricans.
Shout out to them.
You know, we'll just leave it at that.
Love all those Ricks.
What? Yeah. Went to Fiesta Texas. That's the way we say it here in San Antonio.
That's how I've said it every time.
Fiesta Texas, Six Flags.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Fiesta Texas, Six Flags. And the kids, like, my niece is 7-ish. She's about to turn 8. Son's 10. They were going to go on a roller coaster. And I'm like, all right, cool. They can go entertain themselves on roller coasters, but... My niece was still kind of scared. She'd been on a couple. And of course, she's still kind of scared going on. I did awesome for her. She still got on all of them. But
no, good for her.
She wanted me to get on them with her. And
Her uncle.
Well, just another grown-up. She didn't give a fuck if it was me or not.
That's another fair. Okay, yeah, okay, sure.
So so I'm like, oh, fuck. Okay, I'm the only one that's going to go, you know, because, you know, everybody else is scared. So yeah, I got on. It's not that I'm scared. It's just I start feeling sick pretty quick. Mm. And usually I feel I can do 2. But this one was called the Poltergeist, and it does a lot of like big loops and then corkscrews. And son of a bitch. And I think it went up to like 70 miles per hour.
Mm.
And no, dude, after 1, I can barely walk back. Like, I struggled walking back to... But I didn't, I hit it, but everything was loopy and I was super nauseous and I was just like, I'm done. I had to tell the guy, I'm done no more. But then they talked me into one more. But that one was better because it was the one that falls straight up and down.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember what it's called.
It doesn't really shift left, right, yeah, diagonally or whatever.
It's the spinning that gets me. Shit just... Ugh.
You're braver than me. I'm terrified of roller coasters.
Really? You're scared? You think you're
going
to die?
No. It's just I don't like going that fast, regardless of whether I'm in a vehicle, whether if I'm strapped into anything. 70 miles per hour is just generally not where I want to go unless I'm rushing home from work. I don't like going that fast. I don't like being that high. I don't like being up that high regardless of anything. I don't like
heights. Just in roller coasters.
It doesn't matter about roller coasters. Now, the thing about roller coasters. It was a monumentous moment for me when I first actually got on a roller coaster. I was shaking, and I was like 13 years old, maybe 12 years old, shaking, getting up there. But I was like, I'm facing my fear. And then I did, and I was like, I faced it. Never again.
Oh, shit, and never again.
Awful. Because at that point, it wasn't about fear. I knew I would be I know if I go on a roller coaster, I will be okay, probably. It's not about that. I don't like being that high. I don't like going that fast.
Yeah, I get that.
It's just not comfortable for me.
Yeah. No, it's just I don't mind it until I start feeling sick. But the one that dropped, that one used to always scare me the most. But then now that one's the one I feel the best at because I'm like, I'm not going to fall forward. I'm not going to just not. I trust the roller coaster 1,000% for some reason because they've never failed. I put all of my faith into it.
More reliable than a government roller coasters.
Anything in my life, I will put that 100% faith in any roller coaster I even sit in. Carnival rides included.
Oh. God, you've lost me. You've lost me. I was thinking national theme parks and like giant corporations, and then you were like, just a simple little festival. Nope.
Dude, I almost got in a fight with a carny once. That's not surprising.
No.
But big event in Corpus every year. It's called Buck Days, and they have a big carnival. But I always had problems with carnies because I don't... I think a few people have established I don't like being told what to do. And they're over there, hey, play my game. I'm like, dude, don't you dare tell me what to do.
That's funny.
So you know, it just kind of rubbed me the wrong way. But one of the guys was just like kept on and on and on. I'm like, dude, just stop it.
He's trying to get your money.
So eventually I started mouthing off to him. and then I got walked off. I got pulled away. As it was back then. I was maybe about 22 or 23.
That's about the right time that this would be your attitude. So
yeah, definitely. But then later on, a couple hours later, apparently they do like rotations and they work in different areas. So he was on a ride. He was operating a ride that I happened to sit on. And it was one of those that spins, the open face ones that just spins. And
the tilt-a-whirls or whatever?
Something. Yeah, tilt-a-whirl. Sure. And it goes
yeah,
up. So he started going like really super fast. He was just like full blasted. And he was just looking at me laughing the whole time because he can tell I wasn't having a good time. And then he slowed it down, and then I started yelling at him again because I could tell he was doing it on purpose and that it went a really long time. This ride went a long time. So it's already almost to a stop, and I start unbuckling, and I'm mouthing off to him, and then this dude's like, let's go for another spin. And I'm like, this son of a bitch. Because I was unbuckled. I was like half unbuckled. And he starts going fast again. And my buckle, and I'm like holding on. I'm like, dude, I'm not even playing anymore. I'm like, I'm about to fall out. And he's still laughing at me. And eventually he stops. And I was able to like hang on. But yeah, I got what I deserved. And that...
That's a good way to look back on it.
That hurt the most.
Yeah, you started mouthing off before you had left the ride.
Yeah.
And then the gentleman who controlled the ride decided, ride wasn't done.
Yeah, he's like, well, I have control of this,
yes,
sir.
You were still in the danger zone.
Yeah, and then, you know, of course, I was upset. Because how dare you, sir? Yeah, I almost got in a fight. And then I realized this dude looks strong. Like, he does, like, day labor, like, probably, like, 14-hour days. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I was, like, balls deep into the Drew Carey show. So, yeah, we were kind of in a little bit different shape at the time. So he would have really had his way with me.
How much of the Drew Carey show have you watched? You know, I'm balls deep.
Balls deep into that 6 a.m.
Excuse me? Balls deep. That got me. That got me for a good bit.
It's like, well, what season is that? Like, okay, for example, a show that has fucking a lot of seasons, what, like The Simpsons, right? What would be considered balls deep into The Simpsons? Like 17 seasons or like even 10?
I would say, if we're talking balls deep.
Balls.
I mean, that's deep.
Yes.
We're talking to the ball.
Yeah, not just bottom shaft deep, balls.
Yeah, no, not. I mean, the shaft is included in this, obviously, but we're the whole balls thing. Deeper. It's the whole thing. So yep. I would say you'd have to be, like, within at least two or three seasons of the current running.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. You know what? That is true.
That's how I would say.
That is true.
If we're talking something that long, and obviously, as we get shorter, the amount of time would be shorter.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's a ratio.
There should be a ratio. A balls deep ratio?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't know if we could be as accurate with the balls deep ratio as we were with our gigapoints to spinal fluid.
I think that's a pipe dream, Steven.
Okay,
nailed it.
I did have a couple of corrections sent my way.
Thank you.
But
I don't see how. We got it so perfectly.
Funny thing is, not a single person responded to grownmanpod@gmail.com or our Instagram page. At Grown Man Pod.
That's a shame.
They sent it to my fucking text. I appreciate the feedback, though. It was fucking great.
The feedback is
there. Yeah, no, I'm just busting balls. But, okay, first of all, apparently a gallon is 128 ounces and not 96. So, okay. First fuck up here.
Oops.
Spinal fluid. We don't have a gallon.
Get out of here.
We have something called milliliters worth.
That's metric. That's bullshit.
Yeah, so I don't know what that is in, like...
You may as well just spoken French to me. I don't even know what you're talking about right now.
I don't know what it is in, like, real numbers. Instead of this, like, gobbledygook. Our milliliters, is that real liquid? I'm just kidding. So, no, it's about 100 milliliters or something. I mean, I don't even remember anymore. I could be way off again, but it's, like, ounces. So we're way off on that, so...
Oops.
Chicken nuggets are going to be expensive,
yeah,
y'all.
Yeah, they're going to be expensive as hell.
Yeah, so y'all better start saving up them giga points.
Can I get a liter of cola?
Don't even. Whoosh. That would. Okay, we'll have to like adjust. It's going to be like Bitcoin prices now. Like, oh, I got like 0.03 thousandths of a Bitcoin. It'll be like that with giga points.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's not confusing at all.
Not confusing at all, and you'll own it.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing. The blockchain, Steven.
Oh, what's kind of funny is one of the songs in our little compilation album are all NFTs.
Boom!
Yeah, so if anybody can go ahead and explain to me what that means and then get back to me so I can know how excited to be.
We're selling them for 100 gigapoints.
Yeah, and this is a giga point only purchase. So send us that spinal fluid, y'all. Don't, please don't. Nobody listening, send me spinal fluid.
Or any fluid.
Okay, no fluids.
No fluids.
Yeah.
Through the mail, Steven.
You know, I totally forgot about this. I used to keep... So, back in college, I got a little weenie dog, and I named it Guido.
Classy.
Yeah. So, this was before I realized it's a derogatory term at some point. Yeah. So, my apologies to Italian people, I guess.
Correct.
There we go. Or any of the Southern, I guess, European that could be considered Guidos.
The Sicilians.
But you know what? They are actually kind of like my people. I think I'm like, what is it, like 20% Southern European? So shout out to all of us.
I was
saying it like, it's like, hey, I'm a Guido too. Oh, shit, I should. You know what? No, I'm sorry. But either way. Okay, let's go back. My dog was named that for right or wrong. So when he was about a year old, I got him fixed. And I was joking around with my mom at the time. And I'm like, hey, because she took him. So I was like, hey, can you have the vet save the balls in a jar? And so
no.
I guess like her boyfriend at the time was, I guess, trying to do everything like nice and like, oh, if he asks for it, he'll get it. And so the dude asked the vet for the fucking balls of the dog. And he comes up, like, brings the dog back. Here they hear the balls. I'm like, what? God damn, it was the funniest shit ever. I had a little jar of two dog balls in formaldehyde. And for like a year, I thought it was so funny. I kept them on top of my TV in my apartment.
So you looked at them every time you watched
TV. People would be like, hey, what are those?
Oh my God, Guido's balls!
They're like, oh, they're my dog's balls.
Oh, that's so funny, Guido's balls. Oh no!
So, God, and then every once in a while, I get like drunk and open up the ball thing.
Oh no!
And then just have him smell his own balls. And we're like, hey, look, check it out. These are your balls.
Did he get sad?
Oh, I have no clue. That's right. Was probably like at 4 a.m. That poor dog.
Oh my God, that's
right. But yeah, I had the dog balls there for a while, and I think I was actually like moving from wherever I was to another town, and I was packing, and I was like, "What the fuck? I'm just gonna go throw these out."
Space taking, space.
So I put them on an anthill.
You can't just throw things away.
Yeah.
You couldn't just put it in the trash can. You have to test something. You have to see what happens when you put these old dog balls on this.
Hey, they weren't old because they were in formaldehyde, so they're still pretty fresh, dude. Come on, take it easy, bro.
Chronologically speaking, they were a little old.
So yeah, no.
For dog balls.
No, I'm just kidding. I didn't put them on an anthill. That's
God, that got me.
God, the fact that you believe that, dude, what kind of person do you think I am?
You have told me so many worse things than that you put your dog's balls on an anthill. That's not the worst thing you've said to me.
Oh, well, that's true. Yeah, let's not go there.
That would exist within the realm of possibility.
But yeah, no, I just ended up throwing them away. But that would have been a good, interesting idea to put them on an anthill.
It would have been an interest. I assume I know what would happen.
They would eat them.
Yeah, exactly. Immediately they would swarm over the balls. But I would wonder...
The formaldehyde.
That's exactly. I would wonder if the chemicals would have any sort of reaction to the... The ants would have any sort of reaction to the chemicals. That was what I was curious about.
Or I wonder if maybe another animal would get to it first, like a raccoon would run. No, do raccoons eat balls?
They do have thumbs.
Are there any zoologists out there or anybody else that studies animals or a raccoonologist?
Or anyone who puts dog balls on anthills.
Yeah, or anybody that studies specifically the dog ball. If you can go ahead and get back to us here at growmanpod@gmail.com. And just let us know whether ants like balls and raccoons eat balls.
And which one gets there first.
Yes, and... That'd be a good scientific paper.
Oh, yeah. I'd read that one.
Yeah, so...
we discovered a new neutrino. Nah, blah, blah, blah. Dog balls.
Dog balls.
Let's get on this.
Raccoons and dog balls.
Ant hills.
Raccoons and dog balls. That would be the name... actually the name of the EP from our next band that's doing our theme song, which we are going to be introducing later in the show. Yeah, so that was the name of their EP, big hit.
That's a good one.
A big hit.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's a title. It's a leading track from that EP. So it's gonna be fun to hear our debut intro.
Find some good tangents.
You know what? Maybe right now is a good time to play a little clip from maybe just a little snippet of the intro.
I think that's great.
A little sneak peek.
I love it.
Snick a picka. That sounded racist. It was.
You were right there.
But it wasn't anything, you know, like.
You got close.
Oh yeah, what did it sound like?
Hispanic. It sounded like.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. You just said.
No. No, Tyler.
Snick a picka. Got real close.
Snick a pick.
You got real close, Steven.
I think you just really
wanted... even heard yourself and you were like, I don't know about that.
I didn't think it said.
I didn't say you said that. I said you got close.
I didn't say what? I didn't say what?
You got real close. Snick a pick. All
right.
I don't even like saying it.
Yeah, no. That's good. Good.
That's the second EP good. Album. That's the title of the second EP album. Snick a picka.
All right, let's go ahead and listen to the intro or whatever. I'm gonna.
There's a man named Steven going through the grind. He's been dealt a bad hand, but he's still on the grind. Left his job behind, cause they're all a bunch of dicks. Now he's starting a podcast with his sidekick, Winston. They're talking about life and all the shit that it brings. Navigating the struggles, pulling on heartstrings. With their voices harmonizing, they'll make you feel alive.
Well, cool. That was my friend Jeff and the Gucci Coos.
Love them.
With just a little snippet at the end of the episode. We'll go ahead and play that whole thing. And I'll probably run it through just to play the full song from the Sticky Footprints again. Yeah, why not? So I'll be having a few more tracks coming at you. Like I said, we'll be creating bands out of nothing and making them exist for a few seconds and then shoving them back into the void, if you will. Which is fun. I like doing that. I really like thinking that I create people out of nothing.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, I don't know what that says about me, like, in the state I'm in right now, but I like generating life and existence and consciousness out of nothing, and then letting it realize that, hey, this is not bad, and then taking existence away from them altogether.
You're a very flighty creator.
And then bring them back, and then gone. Back and gone, back and gone, back and gone.
Do they, every time you bring them back, do they remember that they have done these things? Or is it a completely new instance of that band in your mind?
In my mind, they remember.
So you like cast them off into the void where they experience the existential nothingness.
In real time.
In real time.
Real time.
And then when you so will it, you snatch them back from the void. Have them make a thing, and then shunt them off again.
Yeah. I mean, the real question is whether they only exist whenever I create them and record them.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's simply a recording of their being, right? Mm. Or do they exist every single time somebody plays the podcast?
Ooh. So just the memory of them is, in essence, them existing.
Yeah, in essence.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But wouldn't that kind of like be like us as well? Like, do we exist whenever somebody plays? Do like my consciousness exists whenever somebody else plays it in somebody else in some other, in one of those other places that have listened to us, like Oklahoma and Louisiana,
Australia,
Mexico.
Don't know how those happened,
but they did, and that's fantastic.
We love them. Shout out to all those places.
Shout out to all of them and everybody that was there. I hope y'all had a good time in those countries, and that means we're worldwide.
Did we have one in Colorado for a hot mo?
Yeah, I think we have one in Colorado.
That may be my coworker because he went to vacation in Colorado.
Oh, that's cool. Good. Yeah, hello, you know, Winston's coworker. Shout out to you and your vacation in Colorado.
Yeah.
Don't fall off a mountain. Don't do that.
They didn't. They survived.
Oh, they're back.
They're back.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, that was like a week ago, 2 weeks ago.
Where'd they go?
Colorado.
Man, where in Colorado? It's a fucking state.
A mountain.
Oh, cool. Yeah, the mountain in Colorado's nice. I remember driving by there once.
I've been as well. They said they wanted to go snowboarding, but they got snowed in. So what they just did was just walk around the mountain and go on hikes and stuff. And I thought that was pretty cool.
Why didn't they snowboard around since there's snow?
Snowboarding courses are designed and maintained much safer than just
snow
random
everywhere.
Patches. There's also trees and brushes and patches of
like...
Is it like
skateboarding?
Empty snows. It's not like skateboarding.
You grab
you
a snowboard
like,
and you're like...
Ah, let's go to the courthouse and just grind on everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, now they say that, but they do something other than skateboard when they grind.
Yeah, they grizzined. I think that's what it's called.
Grizzined.
Ugh. Grizzined. Ugh. Does that sound gross?
That's so gross. Grizzined. Yeah.
Grizzled. God, I remember, like, that was the best part of dances. Or even, like, in clubs, whenever you go to a club and you're dancing, you go, like, try to grind up on a girl.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's sexual assault now, you know, so.
It was kind of sexual assault then.
No, only now.
Okay.
The statue of limitations.
Sure.
I'm just kidding, no. It was always welcomed.
It's consensual grinding.
Yeah.
No, that's what you'd hope for. That's the best kind of grinding.
Yeah. Because any other kind is just
illegal.
Sexual assault.
Yeah, illegal.
And we frown upon that over here mm-hmm. at Grown Man Pod. That's one of the lines.
I was about to say, we got another line.
Yeah, that's a very hard
sexual
line.
Sexual assault.
Yeah.
No. Grinding? Yes. Yeah. Consensual grinding? Yes.
Consensual grinding. That's the name of the hip hop band that we got to do another song, which is really great. Oh my god, I remember the first time I saw Consensual Grinding over. They played at a breakdance battle that I was a part of when I turned 13 for my 13th birthday. I remember my dad was like, "You're a man now. You have to go win at this breakdance battle." And bring home that championship goat because you need to feed the family. So,
championship goat.
It was a magical time, and that's one of the first time we saw that that band. Consensual grinding, yeah. MC Firm Dog was on the mic. Yeah, shout out to MC Firm Dog. Yeah, so now he's got a really big feature in our. in the song that's in the compilation. So, God, I'm really excited about this compilation album.
I kind of am now too.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be something else. So, you're gonna have to really be on the lookout for it because it is gonna be coming. There is a special day coming up when a certain baby boy was shat from a womb, and. Around that time is whenever I will release it. It will be my 45th birthday. I'm turning 45 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
And that's whenever I'm going to release this compilation album. It was kind of a surprise. All these bands got together. They stopped all of their tours and they went ahead and they met up and they're like, "Hey, we got to put this together.
We got to grind this out.
Got to grind this out for Steven and the podcast. We got to do what we can to help promote it." So, they get off tour and they recorded a few songs. And, it was a surprise. They hit me with the surprise a little early. So, we're just going to just release the whole thing on my birthday. So, that's exciting news. So, everybody, please stay tuned. Keep them knobs on 87.8 or whatever it is that you listen to this show on.
Get knobby, y'all.
Let's get knobby. And 88.8 on them FM dials.
88.8
miles per hour.
What was I thinking? Money.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Get money.
Dude, I Marty. I think I already talked about Back to the Future, but yeah, oh my god, it was in my head the other day again. He had a really hard time not banging his mom. Like, there was like a real dilemma there for a little while, and I find that interesting.
I don't think there was a dilemma for him. I think she was just really into him.
But I think
it was a very one way relationship, I feel.
And maybe I'm reading more into it than there is.
Maybe. I'll have to rewatch the movie. I'll have a wonderful time.
Or maybe it was just a really different version because it was on Pornhub. So
no, I've seen that version.
Maybe that version was a little different. So, oh man! So shout out to that actor, Marty McSchlong, and from Back to the Future, the porno version, Marty McSchlong. That'd be a cool name,
Marty McSchlong. It's awful. That's terrible.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Shout out to Marty McSchlong.
Marty McSchlong.
Long may he reign.
Yeah, so, yeah, so it seems like we got this little in-person setup here pretty cool. So I think I have a couple of ideas for some guests. I do, I'm going to bring people on that are kind of going through things just to kind of talk about what they're going through.
I think it's a good idea.
And as much as we crack wise, I think we can actually have we can actually have a serious discussion in here. Please tell me about your problems. Let me fucking fix them for you. Because I have a lot of fucking good advice to give.
You do.
I actually do. I give great advice. You just don't really like follow it from me because it's boring advice. Like, hey, be kind and be nice.
Do as you say, not as you do.
Yeah, it's like none of that. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Yeah, but no, I think that'd be a good idea. So, I have a few ideas of who we can bring on. It's not going to just be grown men. There will be grown women going through shit.
Mm-hmm, progressive.
Grown whatever you identify with.
Got to be grown.
I mean, just age, you have to be grown. Yes. Maturity, no, please, let's not be too grown.
Hmm.
And then I also have another, I have an idea about bringing my dad on the podcast.
Ooh.
And riffing. No, I'm just asking him questions about, you know, he can tell us stories. You know, he's been through, if there's any grown men that have been through some shit, yeah, it's not me. The shit I've been through. Yeah, it's nothing, you know, it's nothing. So we want to hear real stories about people that have gone through shit. And I think my dad has a fantastic story and he's a fantastic man. And, you know, and I bring my mom on here, too, because that would be fun.
That would show our viewership.
Yeah, I just bring all my family on here and just like.
It would explain the shit.
Yeah. Surprise episode where they both. I haven't learned to turn this fucking thing off. Surprise episode where I'm like, hey, Dad, we have a special guest. Here's Mom.
And I know how your dad would probably react to that, but Stephen, why don't you explain to our listenership how your dad might react to that?
He'd probably just get up and leave.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. But the door would be locked. Oh, my God. And here's Maury.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. DNA test. Are you the father? I'm like, what? Yes.
Of course I am, Maury.
Right. It's like, now? I'm 45. Now? Now. You're going to try fucking Maury's going to come now.
Dad's retired and we're bringing Maury into his life.
Nah.
That's what he needs. After his issues this year.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Nah. He's doing good, though. Yeah,
good.
He's doing really well.
It sounded like that earlier. You told him about the podcast.
We'll just say he found out about... Well, I did tell him, but it took a series of questions. Like, I was setting up Podton Abbey today. And he called, and he's like, hey, what are you doing? And... I'm like, oh, I'm, you know, putting up some blankets in the guest room. He's like, oh yeah, yeah, summer's coming, so yeah, you're putting them up. Summer's I'm putting them away. I'm like, no, I'm putting them up, hanging them on the wall. And he's like, oh, why? It's like, oh, because I record in here, so it helps prevent like an echo and stuff. Oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Well, what are you recording? I'm like, all right. Well, I do a podcast, and it's called A Grown Man Going Through Shit, and I talk about things I'm going through. And he's just like, oh, so how else you doing? So either he doesn't really realize what a podcast is, because I don't know if he's really, he's as tech savvy as you would expect a 77-year-old. No, he's better than most 70-year-old men would be, men or women, 70-year-old people would be using tech. He's not afraid of it. He'll just like dig in. He's like, let me try. And which is great because it keeps him active and all of that. But I don't think he knows what a podcast is.
It's fair.
So he might ask his wife, and pretty soon they might be listening.
We're a Google search away.
Yeah, right. So we'll see. I don't know. I didn't really tell him. Not that I'm like ashamed of it or
no.
I mean, yeah, I'm ashamed of something that's going out to the world. Obviously, we're worldwide.
We're worldwide.
So, there's no question. But no, I just felt like we were like, I don't want them to think like, oh, he's going through problems, and I don't know, they just always.
Oh, you thought.
Yeah, you know, oh, he's going to be ranting about his parents and childhood. Mm, it's like, I'm not ranting about it. I'm telling fun stories.
I mean, that's how I would describe
us. Fun to me.
Yeah, I'm having fun.
Yeah, it's like when you hear one of those, like I tell one of my fun stories and people look at me with those sad eyes. And I'm like, no, that was.
Why did you do that?
That was a funny time. So, yeah, I don't want him to think it's anything negative about any of that. So that's why I didn't tell him. But I'm sure they were going to come across it at some point, especially when we end up on like HBO and absolutely. Yeah, and
get a small series going.
Yeah, we're the first ever live podcast halftime special in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's going to happen. And
we can entertain all those people very easily.
Yeah. Oh, easy. It'd be like those moments where like Michael Jackson would come out and everybody's just screaming and crying.
Leap 30 feet in the air.
Yeah, we're just sitting there and then we just turn our head and
with our headphones on. like 30 minutes is us trying to figure out the audio.
Right, it's all echoey.
Keep dicking around with the voice modulators. Right.
It's like, oh my God, he bumped into the microphone again. Oh my God. Yeah, that's going to be us. That's going to be us pretty soon.
Look forward to that on your nearest TV.
Super Bowl 2026. Because they were 2 years away from that. Because we did have one listener in California. We did determine it was the president of show business, right?
Of course.
Yeah, so now that the president of show business is a big fan, we can go ahead and we can just basically write it in pen in our calendar. Super Bowl halftime show 2025.
Steven, real quick.
Yes, sir.
Real quick. President of showbiz, man or woman?
Entity.
Ooh. Ooh, diplomatic.
Boom.
Well done.
It's like Dr. Manhattan.
Diplomatic.
Boom. And on that high note, I think we should go ahead and end it there because that was like the most diplomatic we've been throughout this whole episode with you.
You did good.
Fucking ranting on the Costa Ricans again.
Yeah, and you coming real close to saying that word I did say.
Yeah. Yeah, that was problematic. So we'll go ahead and we'll be airing that Winston apology here pretty soon.
I'm canceled.
He is canceled, folks. So this has been another episode, which has been fun. And here we go. We're going to go ahead and end it with the fucking sticky footprints. I can't believe we got the sticky footprints.
Yes.
Oh, man. This is one of my childhood favorite bands. So sticky. You know, thank you to Ewan McScrewdriver the guitarist that put the band back together.
I'm a fan of the drummer, Jimmy Moist.
Jimmy Moist, Ewan McScrewdriver, and then Toby. Toby on guitar.
How could you forget about Toby?
The sticky footprint. So, all right, here we go. Enjoy, and have a good noodling, people.
Stephen left his job because they were dicks. Now he's starting the podcast just to vent about it. Late nights, empty bottles, the struggles of adulthood. Just a grown man going through shit. Winston's there to join him with his guitar in hand. With banter and jokes like a ska band taking the stage. Talking about life's ups and downs. Making you laugh and think. A podcast that'll keep you entertained. There's a man named Stephen going through the grind. He's been dealt a bad hand, but he's still on the grind. Left his job behind, cause they're all a bunch of dicks. Now he's starting a podcast with his sidekick, Winston. They're talking about life and all the shit that it brings. Navigating the struggles, pulling on heartstrings. With their voices harmonizing, they'll make you feel alive. A grown man going through shit, let the stories thrive. Oh, they're going through it, can't you see? Stephen and Winston, keeping it real, ain't no fantasy. Join them on a journey, laugh and cry a bit. A grown man going through shit on their podcast hit. Their podcast hit. On their podcast hit. A podcast hit on the podcast hit.